our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello, welcome to the was it episode 10?
Yeah.
10. Episode 10 of the AHA podcast. We're here with our guest, our sometime guest, Corey Carver,
who is most common guest.
This is the third.
We still didn't really take much because we've only had two.
He's our special guest.
I still deserve a trophy from Savers.
A trophy?
Go buy me a
I think you have to be on. I think you have to be on 10 episodes to get a trophy. So we get our trophies.
So if you had done every episode up until now, then you would get a trophy.
So when I'm a guest on the 10th episode, I'm a guest on. I expect a little softball trophy.
All right, we'll get you a trophy. It might be a bowling trophy.
You're gonna have to guess on like every single one of the episodes before we leave.
Right. Because we're gone in like a month and a half.
Something like that.
Oh, so I can't come visit? I see.
I guess you can.
Yeah, you can. We might have a roommate though. Yeah.
Oh, did you hear back from them?
No.
Okay. Yeah, we're in the process of looking for an apartment up in Fargo.
It's not going as well as it should be. Because apparently these people don't understand when you say that you have an upper limit for rent, that is your upper limit. Yeah. They're like, oh, we'll just suggest something that's $50
more. Yeah, we're poor, by the way.
Like, yeah, we're gonna. Well, we're not really poor yet, but
We're gonna be extremely poor, like
really soon. Yeah. So if we start talking about how hungry we are, take it as a clue and stop by.
Yeah,
send them food.
Give me a snack.
Yeah, just send us like a coupon for like a pizza.
Probably not pizza.
No, because it'll be
something
like...
Something more useful.
A coupon for a free pizza would be like, buy 10 pizzas.
Yeah, right.
Pizza.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, shit!
I don't want 10. I just want to get the free one and I'll buy 10 later.
I can't afford 10.
So there's restaurants around. I know at least two where you just go in and pay what you can. They're pay what you can restaurants.
What?
Yeah, they're not here. There's one in Colorado and one I think in like Oregon or something. But... The people who work there, they're like nonprofit restaurants, and the people who work there are volunteers, and a lot of their food's donated, so their menu isn't constant.
Oh, well, that's cool.
So they just, like, you go in and you pay what you can. Like, you're encouraged to make a donation, and most of the people who go in there, like, who have money, do because.
There's gonna be a lot of pieces of shit that don't.
Well, they're not pieces of shit, though.
No, people who go in.
Right, right.
Like, to eat. Like, but, there's gonna be some people that go in and they're like, oh, I only have a. Quarter, but
well, that, I mean,
like
but then there's
$4,000 in the bank.
But here's the thing: there's the other people who compensate for it.
Well,
like, there's a lot of people who are like, I pay $50 every time I go in because I can. Whereas, you know, there's a lot.
It's like
people.
A donation thing.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Those things usually even out pretty well. So,
well, moderately.
Yeah, well, if you're in a nice place,
sure.
Right, if you're.
I mean, there's always going to be like, I'd say like 5% awesome people and 5% awful people.
I think it's more than 5% awesome people. I do. I just think...
But I think most people are just going for the status quo. Like, the 90% are just going to be regular.
I don't think it's that... I think it's more awesome people. I do.
Well,
I think we just...
You're allowed
just
to have an optimistic outlook.
I am not an optimist. I am never an optimist. But in that case, when it comes to people, I think...
Oh, well, sure.
I think most of us tend to overestimate how bad people are or how good people
are. Well, I think there's a bell curve. I mean, like, as in most things, you know? I mean, most people are average, you know?
You know, one standard deviation either way gives you, like, 67%, right? So that would make like, what, 16% of people really good and 16% of people really bad?
Sure. Well, I mean, but then there's
although
two standard
deviations consider average, and that's farther than that, so.
So there you go.
Talking to a scientist here.
What's up, Matt? What's up, Matt?
You know I know this shit.
but yeah, okay.
Well, I worked at Red Lobster for 2.5 years, and, like, I learned how people are with food. Like, everybody
right.
just...
But that's not, I mean, Red Lobster is something you go in there and you pay too much money for food that's not always awesome. You know?
Those cheesy biscuits are always awesome.
Okay, that I agree with that.
But you can eat for $6
there. But people are already... They have preconceived notions of, like, what Red Lobster is and what, you know, what they should expect there. And so they're going to be dicks. And I don't know why they think Red Lobster is, like, some high cuisine. It's totally not, but...
Well, no, it's not. But, like, there's a lot of people, especially during Endless Shrimp, who they take advantage as much as they can. Like, there literally be people that go in there. Like, everybody at the table makes me look skinny. Like, everybody at the table is, like, 500 pounds. They'll eat Endless Shrimp starting at noon. They'll get full about 1:30. They'll literally sit there and text, sometimes nap at the table for 6 hours.
I can't.
Order again.
At that point, you have to blame the restaurant and the way things work. Right? There should be... they should have, like, an all-you-can-eat in 3 hours. You know?
Yeah,
there should be limitations on that. And I don't...
But
I don't blame the people taking advantage of loopholes, because if you're poor, that's what you do. you do whatever you can to eat. And a lot of people who are fat, like really fat, are poor. Because cheap food is bad for you.
Yeah, but I mean, if people are poor, they just shouldn't be eating there anyways.
Well, unless they can go there and get a lot of free food.
Yeah, but I mean,
a lot of cheap food.
$50 to eat for one day, I mean...
I have no experience with all-you-can-eat foods, because I eat, like, one plate of all-you-can-eat food. Like, I don't even go to buffets anymore. I'm like, I'm done.
Jumbo China Buffet, it's like $12, and you can eat for 12 hours.
Yeah, but I wouldn't. That's
unless
the thing. That's why, I don't do buffets
lunch is like
anymore.
6.
Well, there you go. Just stay for lunch.
Just go over lunch.
Go in at lunch. Just, well, I guess if you stay past lunch, then you get charged more, because then you get charged when you leave.
Yeah. That's right. What time is it? Okay, I'm leaving. You still play, yeah. I don't care. Leave it.
Then right now, before I get charged.
You're eating this. I don't
right,
know.
So maybe all you can eat stuff should be charged by the hour. It's like $6
okay.
for the first hour and like $3
okay,
an hour.
Okay, I
was
saying, there would have to be like a base for the first hour. Because
right.
I just run in there and be like,
no,
time!
Right.
2 minutes! Two minutes!
That's 30 cents. Here you go. Wow.
Right, $6 the first hour.
Well, yeah,
$3
I mean, like a taxi cab.
Yeah, right? Why not?
Yeah,
it's a better way
fair.
Of doing things. Why don't they do it that way?
How much food?
We
can
should
I
run a restaurant. We'd be great. Buy all this. We'd be great.
I want to be a florist.
He decided that. Yeah.
At my current job, I don't feel like I'm helping people.
Because
right.
we don't.
Would a florist be helping people?
Sure.
They're gonna be happy.
They help people let their loved ones feel better.
No, it's more
they
like
help
they
guys
help...
get laid on the first date.
There
no,
you go.
It's more like they help desperate husbands at the last minute who forgot about their interview.
No, there's a lot, like funeral flowers are for there to make
that's
people feel
true.
Better. Like wedding flowers
right,
are
if you
nice.
Mess them up, people are.
Well, but that's why you get good at it. When I'm good at something, I don't mess it up. I do it right.
I can't imagine
awesome
how long it would take to get like really good at being a florist.
I could be a florist.
Do you have an eye for design?
I don't know.
Because that's what you have to do.
Plus,
like,
you'd have to know, like, 8,000 kinds of flowers.
You could learn them. I could learn them. I know 8,000 kinds of magic cards.
To be honest, like being a florist, you would have to... There's a lot of creativity involved. Because like, you have to make up bouquets yourself a lot of the
And
time.
You have to use baby's breath.
I hate baby's breath. I don't know
like
why
it.
That's
Old ladies like it.
That's true, they do.
And
right.
they also
well,
like doily.
A lot
they
of really young girls like it, too.
Really? I guess when I was really little, I did.
Well,
but,
even like high school,
age of
like
eight. No.
Even high school when I bought flowers for my like girlfriend at the time, I was like, "Here's some flowers," and no, she sees the baby's breath, be like, "Oh my god, it's so sweet!" And then it wasn't there, she's like, "Where'd you get these?"
Really? I would be happy with one
well,
flower.
It's
like
parsley.
I hate bouquets.
It's like
I hate
if you get parsley, you're like, "Oh, there's something I can just throw away because it's useless because my meal is awesome." So when you don't have parsley, you're like, what? There's nothing to just meaninglessly throw away.
Well, you think it's
yeah.
like an orange?
Where's the fucking parsley? What kind of meal is this?
No, when I get it, I say, I didn't order a salad, and I flick it away. Because that's my thing. When I get parsley, I have to do it.
Parsley's used as actual food, right? Like, you put it in things.
Right, but not when it's a garnish.
No, then it's just, who started that? Who decided parsley was
some,
the thing to
some
put on the
dude
side
who
of
had, like... 14 million bushels of parsley, and he's like, oh my god, what do I do with all
well,
this
I'm sure
parsley?
With some restaurant, it's like, well, I'm going to get this little bit of color,
well,
so
I
put a little parsley
well,
on the steak.
Like
I think it was a conspiracy.
Because I wonder if there's like an actual use for the parsley that just no one knows about.
Where did parsley come from? Well, I mean, you
right.
can use it in sauces and whatnot.
But I mean, like, the stuff on the side of the plate, like, I wonder if it's supposed to be like some palate cleanser or some shit.
Maybe.
I'm
I think
looking
it's
up
a garnish.
I still like that joke, that clean joke.
What one?
So when the, did you hear what happened to the parsley farmer when he got divorced? They garnished his wages.
Oh, Jesus.
Garnish.
Get it?
Get it, it's good. Parsley, all right. Garnish.
Curly leaf parsley is often used as a garnish.
There you go.
It's widely used in Middle Eastern, European, and American cooking.
What's going on with your screen?
It does this flicker thing, because I have a program that dims it as, like, as the lights get dimmer as the sun goes down, so that's not so glaring.
Oh.
And it helps you sleep easier, but it doesn't load correctly. So every time I turn on my computer for like a minute, it freaks out and doesn't know what to do. And I can't fix it. I think it's a driver issue. But, all right. Yeah, it's mostly garnish, but you put it in stuff like rice dishes. And it's the most abundantly used herb in Spanish cuisine. Why didn't I know that?
Yeah, why didn't you know that? You should know all Spanish.
I don't
history.
Even remember what parsley is in Spanish. But I should.
It's parsley.
No, it's not.
No, it's got an F in it, I think.
She's gonna be like, motherfucker, it's
El Parsleo.
El Parsleo, man, I should have thought of that.
He was totally right.
Perihel.
That's not a thing.
it's perihel.
Isn't
that
what women wear when they go out dancing? Perihel. Heels.
Oh, that's a funny bilingual. Like, if you're not bilingual in Spanish and English, that joke means nothing.
I hope one day I'm working in a restaurant and some dude, like, some...
You hope you're working in a restaurant? That's your
first time. And I'll be like, BAM! Been waiting 10 years for this!
I learned this on a podcast!
I kept it in my pocket! And you slam it, you spike it onto the plate.
My wife at the time would be like, thank God, those shoes have haunted me for years.
Oh boy.
No, I actually liked working at Red Lobster.
Really?
Besides the managers being douche waffles.
I guess I've never worked in a restaurant, but it's just not my thing. Like, I couldn't waitress because I.
You think I would be a good waiter?
You could just have
actually,
fun.
Actually, you probably would be a good waiter.
I think I might try that.
You just have to have fun with people.
Really? You're going to change your mind on that by tomorrow.
I might.
Well,
you will. You change your mind so quickly.
I know. I'm just trying to find somewhere where I fit.
Right.
But wrong?
I think
you'd have fun as a waiter though. I almost said waitress.
I definitely think you could be a good waiter. He's like, you're nice and generally friendly.
Yeah, I think I could be a good waiter. I've never done it before, but I can give it a shot.
Can you like remember orders and stuff?
I don't know.
That's why you write it down.
You don't. Not all restaurants let you write it down.
No, but
because there's like some places. I could never do that. I could never do one where you had to remember it. I can't remember anything.
Well, I'll just take an iPad number.
But
back,
I don't even think I can remember the daily specials.
Like, what are you getting? Is that chicken?
Chicken.
Well, I mean, once you work the place, like, long enough, you just kind of know everything. Like, I could take up to, like, 10 people's orders in my head. As long as they're not, like...
No.
I want literally, people do this. I want 7 croutons on my salad.
What?
So you'd be in the back.
No, they're the OCD people. You gotta let them have their way.
Yeah, but then
they will have a
freak out. Or the people who order, like, a hamburger without a bun. Like, that's always bugged me. Like, give me a hamburger with nothing.
So you want a beef patty?
We had this discussion on a different episode.
About hamburgers?
About ordering.
Oh, yeah.
We totally did.
Did you hear that one?
No.
Only ketchup.
Well, listen to it.
Okay, jeez.
I thought you said
I said I listened to two interviews.
I don't know. I saw the post on
Facebook. Yeah, I definitely
Facebook.
Saw that. I said that you caught up.
I am officially caught up on the Admiral Hollywood.
Maybe he meant caught up to, like, number 6.
Oh.
Maybe.
Okay. I forget which episode it was. But
yeah.
We did talk about ketchup.
It was one I actually had a computer to use.
Fair enough.
And then my computer exploded.
So... Anyway, ketchup. We were talking about, like, if you go to Burger King and order just ketchup, wouldn't it be funny if they just gave you a wrapper with ketchup in it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then you'd be like, you know what? Fuck you, I'm hungry manager. Oh, there's my job.
I just want just ketchup. Just ketchup. I want a hamburger, just ketchup. Do you want a hamburger or do you want just ketchup? What do you want?
That's why you give them a hamburger and then just ketchup.
Yeah.
Just a bowl of ketchup with a bun on it.
I mean, if you're getting technical about it, like, right, when you order a hamburger at a restaurant or at a Burger King, you drive through, like, you say, I want a hamburger, they're going to give you the bun, too, because it's implied at that
right.
point.
The bun is implied.
Yeah, the cheese is implied. No, that's right. That's the episode name was The Cheese is Implied.
Yeah.
The bun is implied and the cake is
I think we shouldn't dwell on this because it's already been done. Sorry you didn't listen.
Okay, anyway, so...
you had something to talk about, like, for real, didn't you?
Oh, I was just talking about Red Lobster.
No, you... Or, like, way beforehand, you said... Corey's coming over, we're gonna have this
podcast. Oh, we were going to talk about our song that we made up for...
It wasn't that, but you can talk about that, too.
Driving around the town, gonna buy a sandwich, and I'm like... Fuck Urban. Fuck GURP too. That's it.
Oh, good. That's...
That's a callback?
You've ruined a song that I like.
Because next time you hear it, you'll be like,
ain't that some shit?
No, I won't. Every time, seriously, when I get in my car, I listen to podcasts most of the time when my iPod's not dead and when I have new ones on there. But
podcast.
But when I don't, when I'm on the radio, I search through every radio station to hear if that song is on. Like, every time I get in my car.
That's your favorite
and
song?
And usually when I leave school, it's on one of them for some reason.
I'm so
reason
glad that we ruined it for you.
But, no, I'm still going to listen to it. I'm just going to ignore that just
fuck
happened.
Fuck
Urban. But I do.
Fuck GURP too.
Never mind.
Dude, we should run into Urban GURP sometime and just start singing that.
Yeah.
You shouldn't, because they're
no.
nice people. Because
they'll be like, but why? I thought, but remember, you hated one of them.
Yeah, who fired that lady?
The one in Moorhead. You're gonna drive for like 3.5 hours just to go get mad at someone who probably doesn't even work there anymore, and I don't even know her name. Okay.
Listen, down the line, there's gonna be some worker somewhere that might make you snap, and then you're gonna hunt down that original chick, and we finally be like,
happen.
"Do you know what you started?
Do you know what happened?"
Really awkward.
I've been playing Fallout 3 a lot lately. Got all my bobbleheads. Going for my platinum trophies. I'm so stoked.
She's like,
PlayStation Network's down again, by the way.
I don't care.
Yeah, it is. Cause it was,
I can still get trophies.
It was up, and then today they're like, oh, new security issue, down. So I tried to sign in. I was going to like do all sorts of stuff. They're like, it's down for maintenance. So I was like, fuck you, PlayStation Network.
Yeah. I had to change my password.
Is it on the blog or what?
Huh? I haven't checked, but it's down.
Well, yeah,
it's in
the
news
blog.
That it's down. So,
there's a problem with my trophy quest.
Mm-hmm.
I was told today that the little big planet trophies are like crazy impossible to get.
A lot of them are really.
I believe that.
Like some of them are like 50 people have to favorite you as a level maker, and
really?
Like 200 people.
Is that a little
big
planet? Is that on the first one or the second
the
one?
First
though?
One.
Wow.
And then, like, 150
years. There are, to be fair, there are a lot of trophies in Little Big Planet. And I think if your quest is to get all the trophies, Little Big Planet will be a good exception.
Well, I just
you're
going to
make
an
exception.
I just want to get a platinum trophy.
Can you do
game.
That? Little Big Planet without, like, getting all the other ones?
No, you have to get all of them.
Yeah. So I don't think you can get platinum on Little Big Planet. Maybe that could just be a recreation.
Get a Little
game.
Big Planet,
you play
too.
For fun.
What?
I have Little
what is
Planet
this
too.
Fun you speak of?
I know, right?
Yeah, get a Little Big Planet too.
I have, just I just don't here.
I can't get any more games. I made a vow, a pact with myself, that I won't buy any more games until I get a Platinum Trophy in all the games I own.
So you're never buying
except
a game again?
Unless Skyrim comes out first.
Okay, Skyrim.
So you're never
Skyrim's
buying a
exception.
Game again because of Little Big Planet.
Well, that might be, I might change
there,
it.
I mean, exceptions
5 years
are
from
allowed.
Now, your hair is going to be like
no,
a huge
the,
mess.
The one that I think is going to be the toughest is Final Fantasy 13. Just
no. There's no online that you have to rely
on. No, I'm not worried about that. It's just that there's a lot of work involved with it. I mean,
oh,
I
yeah.
put a lot of work into Pokemon to get them all, but shit.
So, Little Big Planet, you could get all of them that don't rely on other people.
Right.
Like, don't rely on, or don't rely on level building, which I think it's crap that they make you do
I can
that.
Try and build some levels.
You can build levels, but they're hard to build, and like...
Well, yeah, like,
making other people like them, like they're. If you've never played any online levels, but if you had, these people go all out.
Well,
they're crazy.
I don't get how people do it because you have a meter. There's so much stuff you can put in your level before it doesn't let you make it anymore.
Yeah.
I don't get how they make these giant levels because I made an automatic elevator one time,
mm-hmm.
and on Little Big Planet 1, I don't know how 2 is. Each thing can have one button.
Right.
So. In order to make an automatic elevator, I had to have a side-to-side toggle switch for up and down
mm-hmm.
with, in a giant box, that had all these levers connected to other things that could come out and push this lever
oh.
to control it.
Yeah.
Like, it took me...
How about just don't make an automatic elevator?
Well, it took me, like...
See, the only problem I'm seeing with your story is the people who are listening to the podcast cannot see your awesome hand motions.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, sorry,
people. That's a common problem we have on this podcast.
They can play that game. What hand motions I do. But anyways, so... I finally get this elevator to work. And depending on what floor you're on, and which floor it's closer to, like if you and two friends are playing on this and you're all different ones, whichever person it was closest to, it would go to them.
Oh.
And then if they got on it and they didn't control it, it would automatically go to the next friends.
Oh, weird.
And then once they were all on it, it would turn off the automatic and they had to control it until somebody was off the elevator.
Huh.
It took me so long, and then I finish it, I'm like, oh man, this thing works. And I try to place one more thing.
You're like 2%
left. Your level is too big. And I'm like, what? I have one elevator.
I wonder if maybe, like, after you create enough levels, you can somehow get bigger levels.
We did play that one that we...
Right, but that was built into the game.
Well, that was one that some guy made.
I mean, it's one that they made, but they built into the game.
Right.
Yeah, there's, like, I don't know how people make them, but, like... There's so much stuff that people
spend
have.
A lot of
you
time,
can't really...
a ton of time making them. It's the same thing like with Minecraft. These people spend just a fuck ton of time making stuff with like block by block. Mm-hmm. Minecraft's fun. But
well, that one guy did that like Still Alive that I saw the video for.
Yeah.
And it was crazy.
Yes. That was awesome.
Did you see the calculator somebody made on Little Big Planet 1?
Yes. The calculator, I've seen a Windows simulation too. Like, what? they recreated Windows in Little Big Planet. Like, there was like a start menu and like a notepad.
Oh, really?
Yes, it was awesome.
Like, it's crazy. Like, for the calculator, it was a binary calculator.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you could tell it, like, to take 999 times 999 and give you an answer. And then after you were done playing with it, you could finish the level and go look at the giant binary thing you had to make. Holy shit. It's like bigger than the biggest skyscraper ever, and like there's like more binary switches than I would even care to count.
That's insane. That's way too much work. It really is.
Some people have creative problems.
Well, I mean, I don't see anything wrong with being creative and spending your time being creative, but after a certain point, it's like how do you even find time for that? Like, how do you physically find time for that? I don't know. I don't feel like
they probably don't do anything
time.
Else for a long time.
Well, maybe. Or it's just a hobby. They just spend all their time doing it.
Right.
Wish I had that kind of time. No, you know what? I probably do have that kind of time. I don't have that kind of creativity. I have no creativity.
All the time I have, I waste clicking on Facebook.
You really do. I clicked for you a few times today.
Thanks.
You've gotten me playing your Facebook games for you.
Thanks.
Not even playing them for myself.
It's like, oh, hey, can you go click that? Okay.
I don't think anyone could probably hear
it. Okay.
I'm in the other room.
Well, I can walk to the kitchen.
Whatever you say.
Whatever.
If you say so.
What?
That's
a Warcraft 2 thing.
Warcraft 2.
Oh.
We are the orcs. We eat with spoons and forks.
No, all the little peons that you have, they'll say...
What? If you click on them, like, they say different stuff. Mm-hmm. And if you click on them enough, they say stupid stuff.
Oh.
But if you see sheep walking around, and you click on fast optics, they explode.
What?
Yeah, it's a fun little
That's awesome.
Game. But, like, you tell them to go do something, like, okay.
Okay.
If you say so.
All right.
Whatever you say.
I will never play this game.
And then the orcs are like, what?
Okay. I was always the humans, because humans are the good guys.
I was always the orcs. Because I see the orcs. Yeah.
You're always the good guy, says the guy who blew
See,
up the town in
well,
Fallout 3.
That's different. That's
it's
Fallout
totally
3.
Different.
Okay.
It's completely different.
So, not to get into this discussion, but in the...
I think we're into it.
In the Warcraft universe, like, everybody thinks, like, so many people think the humans are the good guys, but...
Right.
All the humans really do... Like, maybe during Warcraft 2 you could still kind of see those good guys... But all the humans want to do now is kill every other race that isn't human. All the orcs want is to be left alone in the land they claim as their homeland, which was a fucking desert that the humans didn't live in. And the humans are like, no, fuck you. We don't care that we won't live in that desert.
So
we want to kill you.
So you're talking about World of Warcraft?
Yep.
This podcast is over.
No World of Warcraft allowed in this house.
Aww.
We can talk about RuneScape if you want.
Oh, fuck that.
RuneScape's for 12-year-olds.
I'm 32.
Yeah, well, you're 20 years too old for RuneScape then.
Unless you're playing on three different computers at once.
No.
Because then you can divide your age amongst them.
I haven't played it in months.
Somebody told me, like, hey, you just can play RuneScape. I played for like 2 hours. It's like, I'm going back to EverQuest.
I like RuneScape a lot.
EverQuest. I don't know why.
I don't know. It's too like 3D-ish. I can't handle 3D. I like side scrollers. I like freaking Castlevania Symphony of the Night. Side scrolling.
That's such a good game though.
Yeah, it's a side scroller. That's what I like.
That was a really good game.
Like,
yeah, here's the thing about side scrollers. Usually they involve jumping.
Well.
And
well.
Little known fact about me that's well known: I cannot jump in video games. I had to quit playing Half-Life because I could not jump.
Remember when we were playing Little Big Planet?
Remember how I suck at jumping, but you were marginally worse somehow in some of those levels?
Yeah. I'm pretty bad at jumping, too.
Yeah,
that's why I can't play
Kingdom
Hearts at all.
So in other words, you need me as backup when you play Little Big Planet.
There's like three parts in that game where you have to jump way too damn far.
Yeah, I guess.
I can't handle it. What now?
Well, I said, so in other words, you need me as backup when you play Little Big Planet.
Are you good at jumping?
I'm pretty good at Little Big Planet.
Okay. I've always been bad at jumping. Like, I can't play Mario.
Hey, if you have a controller, bring your controller, we'll play three players. Then you can handle all the jumping.
Can you do three players?
Yeah.
I don't know, why not?
I never tried.
There's a player-made level. I can't remember what it's called. But the whole point is that everybody has to run, and the last person alive wins. It's a house that, I mean, it's built floor for floor, and bombs randomly drop and explode.
Oh.
And so you have to wait for it to blow a hole in the floor, and then you have to go hide. Like, you have to jump down there, and you have to try to, like, hide under furniture by running into the furniture until it falls over on you. And then you just sit crouching in the furniture until the house explodes.
That doesn't sound like fun at all. That sounds nerve-wracking.
That's like, I hate it.
Well, no, it's great, because when you have four people playing, and, like, you see somebody hiding under the only table in the room, you go push the table on the room, hoping he dies, and you all sit in the corner.
That's horrible. I don't like playing with other people, though, because I'm real bad at stuff.
I had fun.
I made the best Little Big Planet costume ever.
There's, like, an airplane happening.
There is an airplane. We want to wait for the airplane.
What's up, airplane? Happening. Still happening.
It's gone enough.
There's like tiki masks that are all over levels. I made one really big and pasted in front of my Sackboy. And then I put big shields on the sides and back of me. And whenever I would start a multiplayer game, I would sit there. Like, I'd sit there for like 30 seconds.
Look.
So the other players are getting pissed because they're trying to find out where I am so we can start the level. And then I hear the headset. Where are you? We need to start the level. It says your name here, but we don't see you. And then I'm just chilling, and as soon as somebody parks by me, I do the thing that makes me slap them. So they see the tiki head move and slap them, and I start running on the level. But all you see is the tiki head bobbing back and forth.
That's great.
It's my favorite costume.
That's such a good idea.
And there's two tiki masks.
Can
like
you
two
save your
ones.
Costume? Like,
yeah.
Oh, I didn't know it.
Yeah, and there's two different tiki masks. So my half-brother and I each made a different tiki. So we were the tiki brothers.
Yeah. I have mine as like a, it's like a green checker, and he has like a sunflower.
That's what it was. You changed it, though.
No, I've changed
you were
it
something
back.
Else.
I
oh, did
it
you
back.
Change it back?
Yeah.
I was just a penguin.
Because that was like a Genghis Khan for a little while.
I need some kind of random...
You were something else, though. Yeah, you just put a whole bunch of random
I had like
on.
A wig and like a mustache and a beard.
I think I'm American right now. I got like the American jacket and the American pants and like the Elvis hairdo.
I'm American.
I had like all of the special stuff you can get. I don't know if they do a Little Big Planet 2, since that's the one out right now.
Right.
But with Little Big Planet 1, holidays and stuff, you could get free costume items.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so like...
I guess I never play on holidays.
So on Thanksgiving, well, you just have to check the PlayStation Store. It'll be in there
right.
for like a week. On Thanksgiving, for the first like 2 years it was out, you could get a turkey that you put on your head. It was like a cooked turkey.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Well, it's got so many costumes and things. It's a lot of fun to jump around.
One of the reasons why you might want to do the trophy is the more... For every level you ace, you get goodies for what they made.
Right.
If you ace them all, you'll get, like, new costumes.
I like getting costumes.
I can't imagine acing them all.
It takes a while, but
one of the trophies.
You have to
on,
not die.
One of the trophies on Final Fantasy 13 is to get 5 stars in every mission.
Yeah,
which is going to be insane.
Yeah, it is. Another good costume set we made. It looks like the old like Neil Armstrong astronaut suit with a shiny visor. You could take the pink sticker, the blue sticker, the green sticker, and if you just kept clicking and making your character jump around weird, it would slowly paint your entire costume that color.
Oh, just recolor it, totally.
And so we were the Power Rangers.
did you know that the astronaut suit was actually made by aliens?
Ooh.
I think we
didn't mention Doctor Who yet, so
you didn't, and that's the obligatory Doctor Who reference.
Yeah, I gotta have 15 seconds of Doctor Who every episode. Last week's Doctor Who was pretty good. Will Wheaton said it was in the top 5 of all time.
Right, because
top 20.
Neil Gaiman wrote it. Yeah, it's in the top 20. Definitely the best of this season, because the season's been crap so far.
I don't know, I like the silence.
I don't know, I'm sick of Rory dying, though. He's died 5 times already.
Yeah, poor Rory.
Poor Rory.
Dies.
It's about time we wrap this up.
All right. Okay, bye.